Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up for 10 to 5 here on 101.9 Chai FM on The Overdrive, and I am absolutely ecstatic to be talking to our next guests. If you are as taken with developments in the Middle East as I am, if you have been following them as closely as I am, you are really going to be, you're going to treasure speaking to these next two guys. People that I'm going to be speaking to, firstly, Saud Al-Husani. He is a member of the Youth Council of the United Arab Emirates. And Eyal Biram, CEO of Israel Is. Gentlemen, Saud, salam alaikum to Eyal, shalom lecha. Thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a pleasure to be in connection with you guys, extending our arms, extending our honor all the way from the Middle East to South Africa. I wouldn't have imagined this day that it will come anytime soon. However, it came at an era where I could live and be proud of it, pass it on to my children and grandchildren, hopefully.
Saud, that is absolutely incredible.
Such a pleasure.
Eyal, what were you going to say?
I wanted to say that it is such a pleasure to speak here today and also to be part of this historical moment.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in my head, we have Dubai up on the left, we've got Tel Aviv down on the right, and we down at the bottom of the triangle in South Africa. What a remarkable triangle this is. Gentlemen, if you could just perhaps talk to us about your various organizations. If we could start with you, Saud, just give us an idea. What is the Youth Council of the UAE and what is it mandated to do?
Well, allow me to start off by saying thank you for having us. My next point being is that the Youth Council is an organization that has been set off by our leaders in the UAE, in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah, and the rest of the Emirates. Excuse me. And what has been said by the leaders is that it would pave the way for the youth to come up in the future and have the opportunities and a certain platform where they can actually take part in order to grow and serve our country with lots of energy. That being said, the Youth Council usually hosts a lot of people from different organizations. And being a member of the Youth Council is just an honor to serve my country at a certain age where we have opportunities to go forward with our mandates. Now, that being said, just being reached out by Eyal himself, a brother I found in Israel, supporting the youth, supporting such mandate, and to have that mindset aligned as well as our governments aligned and our leaders aligned just shows the cohesion between the two nations. I mean, I wouldn't have imagined this. However, we're living a dream.
Have we lost you, Saud?
I'm sorry. It's, yes.
You're back?
May I repeat?
Please.
Thank you very much. So allow me to start saying once again, thank you very much for having us. Obviously, to answer your question, the Youth Council is a government-formed entity which actually empowers the youth in the UAE in order for them to take decisions and have a mandate to move forward. This platform has been created by our leaders and our government. Being a member serving in the Youth Council just gives me a great pride and honor to actually pave the way in the future in order for me and my fellow colleagues to have a certain action and decision in our country's vision. Now, that being said, seeing that Eyal to reach out to us, a brother that I have found in Israel, following the same mandate without even having to ask him to do so, our leaders and our governments following a same mandate that puts us all together in place is just a beautiful cohesion that we could go through. And moving forward just gives you full motivation knowing that a brother, a family I found in Israel follows the same mandate as we do without me even asking. So it's a wonderful dream that we're living.
Absolutely remarkable, remarkable indeed. Eyal, if I could turn to you and just ask you, give us briefly a rundown, what is Israel Is?
Sure, I just want to add to Saud and say that I'm delighted in the last month and a half to meet such great friends in the UAE. And we are working together, shoulder by shoulder, to build a greater vision of youth collaboration and a young profession that will work and create friendships, because we understand the needs of it. And everything started by Israel Is, the organization I'm the CEO of. We are a non-profit, non-political organization in Israel that educating young Israelis, being ambassadors of Israel worldwide. And part of it, of course, is being connected for the UAE. As part of the new opportunities that created for us, we believe that that specific cause, each one of the ambassadors can be connected for hundreds and tens of thousands of people. And today, as part of social media, we're working, and I'm sure Saud will speak about it in a second, on a diverse project that connects people on both sides.
So that was the question I was going to ask. Saud, how on earth did you reach out or even find Eyal? There had been very little to no relations between the two countries up until a month ago, pretty much. How did this happen?
Well, with a beautiful question comes a beautiful story. What had happened is that Eyal initiated himself, which actually shows just, you know, the gesture, the kind gesture from his side. Reached out to a fellow of mine in Dubai, saying that he would like to actually meet us and understand our culture. Now, that being said, I must emphasize on how enthusiastic and how motivated my friends were in the UAE. I mean, I haven't seen my brothers and sisters act so happily when I have told them that there are certain people in Israel that would like to get to know us. A huge number has come through, and, you know, it's just a beautiful party of both nations that can set a bridge in between in order for us to meet each other and understand the culture. And I've said this before, we've got many similarities. I mean, they're not that far away. We're not that far away either. However, it's the differences that we learn from. It's the differences that we understand each other. And, you know, formalize a beautiful perception that we never had of each other. And then that's how amazing, that's the story that I could say. The moral of the story is that no matter where we are and who we are, what we follow and what group or party we are, we're all human in the end. And that is our motto. And when we started off this initiative, we kept on repeating, we are all human.
Absolutely amazing to hear. Eyal, I want to talk to you for a moment, and I want to give you the stereotype of the Sabra, the caricature Israeli, prickly on the outside, sweet in the inside, but my goodness me, can be short, can be to the point, can be a difficult character. How are you going to teach Israelis about how to do business in the UAE, or make friendships, or tone down the dugriness, if there's such a word?
you are very dugri, as asking a question about dugriness, and I think you are very to the point. It's about understanding and connecting for the other side, and we are teaching and educating the young Israelis, first of all, building and finding the common denominator with each person they meet. And we believe and understand that this is the foundation for creating trust in the other side, and that's the foundation for a good friendship. And I believe as part of it, and this is what Saud and me creating with the hundreds of participants that already joined for this initiative, we believe that creating a bridge and creating a warm relation is based on the trust on both sides, that we feel and understand that our vision will succeed just if we will do it together, and by understanding also the similarity and the differences. So this is just on a short note what we are doing with and how we're educating the young Israelis. I can just add for what Saud already mentioned, that we want to do in this specific initiative, and we want to create an opportunity to take it from the political level, the discussions from that level to the civilians level, to the society level, that people can be involved and can be in touch with friends on the other side. And if I may, I wanna add for the South African people that listen to us right now, that if people are interested to be part of it, to support this cause, we will be more than happy for more people that will be involved in it. So it's just open for more people who are interested to be part.
Yeah, that would be absolutely remarkable. How would one do that? Israel is, or how would one do that?
So you can reach for us through our website. It's israel-is.org. That's the address there. People that can be interested to learn more, to join for the project. And this is the best way. And me and Saud will be happy to answer any question you have.
Gents, I didn't do you justice. We haven't even begun. There was so much to chat about the fact that peace here in this case appears to be from the bottom up rather than the top down. We needed a half an hour, not 12 minutes. To you both, to you Saud, shukran, to you Eyal, todaraba, and wishing you both the very best of luck in your important endeavors. Maybe the children of Abraham actually will get their acts together finally.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you very much. Afwan.
Inshallah indeed.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.